Welcome back to Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery here, and I have and let's have the date here though first. It is August the 29th in the year of the Lord 2023, and I love that intro music on that one. It sounds like something's creeping up on you. You know, I like to think of that tune as the sound of people creating lawful government, sneaking up on tyranny. While the tyrants are sleeping away, thinking that they have a eternal grip on humanity. Well, anyway, we have the pleasure today of having a co-host, Lark in Texas, our Lawrence Cumby. And so how are you doing, Lawrence?
Well, I reckon I'm doing fine if you can hear me all right. Is that the case?
I can hear you really good. You sound good. You got a good sound on here.
Well, I'll tell you something that I learned when I moved to Texas back in 1969. Hot damn.
How hot is it there? Lawrence, how hot is it, Lark?
It's pretty pathetic. I mean,
It's damn hot. It's hot. That's right.
It is
Remember
hot,
the song?
Hot.
That was from... what was it? Good Morning Vietnam. Remember?
Oh yeah. I remember it well.
Yeah. Fun. That was a fun, pretty fun movie. Anyway.
Yeah, my little brother is actually buried in a veteran's cemetery in Northern California, and he's listed as a Vietnam vet.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is he a Vietnam vet?
Well, they say he is, but he never saw a combat. I guess what he was an AP, as they style it. That's an air policeman.
Uh-huh.
And all I remember about his time is that he loved busting colonels and generals for being drunk coming through the gate at the base late at night.
Uh-huh.
Because he was a hero to all his fellow APs, air policemen. But, of course, and at the same time, he could, sort of, thumb the nose at the establishment, shall we say, including the big shots.
Oh, well, that's it. He's like an air cop, is that at an Air Force base or something?
Yeah, when you talk about the Army and the Marines, they call them MPs. Those are military police.
Yes.
But in the Air Force, they're called air police or APs.
APs. It's with a P, not a C.
That's right, and with an A as an apple, P as in Paul, AP.
An MP and an AP. Got it, yeah.
Yeah, military police is MP,
yes.
And air police is AP.
Well,
and of course,
you know, if you're in the military, I mean, let's face it, if you're in the military, you're up to being buried in a military cemetery, aren't you?
Yeah, one of the saddest images that you can see on the internet is a Christian veterans cemetery with a bunch of crosses,
uh-huh,
and a bald eagle who just happens to alight and be perched on top of one of those.
I've seen that
yeah.
Picture you're talking about. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That
And, you know, that's biblical, too. That's New Testament stuff. Wherever the body is, the eagles shall be gathered. So that's saying wherever the body of Christ is, there's where the eagles are. And that means we're the eagles. And the eagles gather around the body of Christ. That's what that is.
Well, another way to look at it is that the eagle is rather much like a scavenger in a sense. You know, their prey is a lot of animals of different types.
Sure, yes.
And so, anyway, that's just another way of looking at that, you know, still at the same time gives one pause, I would say.
Sure, I agree. Yeah, good deal. Well, I noticed that you had sent me an email right before the show here, and you sent me also a text, and I saw those, and I also found a couple of things I want to talk about on RBN here on their website. And one of them, the first one, I only have two things, and I know you have at least two things, and let's talk about them. One is that Republicans in 9 Florida counties adopt a resolution calling for ban of COVID vaccines. Now, I'm telling you, I just think that is totally out of sight and wonderful. That's about the best news I've seen anywhere. And I'm just astounded that the church does not see these vaccines as a complete and most egregious attack on the body of Christ in the world ever. I think this vaccine movement, which is literally, and I've summed this up, this vaccine tyranny that they've started, it is that making natural-born man, created in the image of God, into a threat to society, needing endless injections and eventually implants to verify their safety and to receive their digital compliance currency, uploads, downloads, and terminations. That's the end game on all of humanity. And the church better get up, get off, pull, get out of the closet, climb out from under your pew, get some guts. You have eternal life. If you have eternal life, that's what you're preaching about. You've got it. You better get up and start exercising it, because this is against humanity. It's against the church. It's against the body of Christ. It's against Jesus. It's against the kingdom of heaven on earth. It's bad, and it needs to stop. And here 9 counties have already passed a ban against COVID-19 vaccines. Every county in the United States ought to do this.
I'm with you on that. I have to tell you, you know, these pastors, even if they can't speak out publicly, how easy it would it be for them to find them a proxy and do it for them?
That's
because
right.
they have to recognize that we are actually in a time of war, and it's a time of total war, as evidenced by these ridiculous vaccine mandates. I mean, they're coming for the kids, the children.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, where's the line in the sand, folks? You know, when they come for the next generations, you know, and they look at this vaccine schedule. It's bad enough if you're a military dependent, like I was growing up. By God, you have to take those shots. If the commander orders it, you got to do it. But let me tell you something. A parent, a mom or a dad, does not have to allow their child to be poisoned.
That's right. That's right. You know, and it's time that the church is just not preaching this. It's not the church seems to be in this mode of operation, that their sole job is to preach the deliverance through Christ Jesus, but the result of that is total. What they want to do is take the person and make them totally submissive to all government decrees, all to make them totally subservient to the state, and to go along, to get along with everything. In other words, it's just a good Christian says nothing about anything and is totally peaceful and goes along with everything. And that's just nothing could be further from the truth. That's not what Jesus was. That's not what any of the apostles were. I mean, these people were, they made noise. They talked. And it was actually their talking and their resistance that got them crucified and had their heads chopped off. And it wasn't from just laying around under the pew talking about Jesus.
Well, all I can say is about people who self-identify as Christians, and particularly the ones that wear it on their sleeve, is they need to wake the cluck up.
I'm telling you, Satan is walking off with this whole thing. And the church is like, you can hear it snoring in the valley. It's just like, it's like they didn't know any such a thing. And Satan is having a heyday all around the world. And the church has just got nothing to say. Just got, y'all better go get them shots now. If you want to get a shot, that's okay. If you don't want to get a shot, that's okay. But y'all, you want to wear those masks, that's a, none of that is acceptable. That's wishy-washy, nothing. That's not the gospel of Christ. Here's the whole thing. St. Paul said that we are complete in Christ. We don't need another thing from anybody. Nothing. We don't need anything. We're complete. We're made to be in this world. This world was made for us. We were made to be in it. We are created in the image of God. We've been redeemed by Christ. We're supposed to be just like we are, without any tweaking, injections, surgical maneuvers, nothing. We don't need anything. And to force us to take something is tyrannical. I am and against Christ Jesus himself and the body of Christ on earth. This is the biggest challenge facing modern society, I believe, is this push for these vaccines.
Yeah, would that a few folks here in Texas take some cues from the folks down there in Florida and do the same damn thing?
Amen. Amen to that. I want to know from our listeners what their churches are thinking and saying about this, and I'd love for some of our listeners to get with their pastor, get with somebody in the church and start making some noise about this stuff. Because this is bad news. They're going to eventually put that implant in us so that we can verify safety. So we can go in a store and it'll say, this guy's safe. It's had his vaccine, and then we'll also be getting our compliance currency. If you've been a good little boy or girl, you're going to get your daily dose of credit. And if you haven't, you're not going to get any credit. I mean, this we can't have this. I mean, this is antichrist to the bone marrow. This is, if there's ever been an attack on the church and on Christ, it's this thing right here, the vaccine mandates.
You know, another thing, Ron, is it's gone way past these so-called shots. It's extended far beyond that, because if the listeners would just do a search on the internet for two words, bio-digital convergence.
Yes.
Policy, yes. Horizons in Canada. Policy Horizons Canada spells it out. All this stuff they're raining down on us from the skies, the poison in the water, the poisoned food supply, the poisoned airwaves. I mean, we're in a time of total war, unrestricted war.
I want to hear that phrase again. I want to write that down. Bio what?
Bio digital convergence.
Yeah, there you go.
And the paper on it, the white paper, is policyhorizons.ca in Canada. And you're going to find a lot of stuff to sink your teeth into there. But, they are poisoning us. The people that have taken the reins of power that rule over us in this country are taking it to us with unrestricted total war.
I agree. I feel it. I'm with you. I think this is total war, and there's no other way to approach this other than total defense. I mean, we ought to get in a total defense mode, not go along, be resistant, don't go along, get your church not to go along, get any organization, make an organization, whatever, but don't go along with these vaccine mandates of any kind, and resist the other lockdown procedures too. No more lockdowns, no more vaccines, no more lockdowns. Freedom of the man created in the image of God on the world created for him. Amen. End of story. Get out of our face.
And moms and dads out there, you know what? The line in the sand needs to be drawn. When they're coming for your children, then you need to do whatever it is you can to protect those young'uns, because they don't know what's going on in the world. And maybe you don't altogether either. But the fact is, there is no vaccine, there's no jab, there's no shot that was ever devised that's worth a piddly damn.
I tend to agree with you. I don't think they're near what they were ever cracked up to be. You're right.
Yeah.
And there's so many of them now. I mean, they're just, I don't know how many of these, of these vaccines and shots are given to newborn babies anymore. But I believe they've really overstepped this thing with this COVID-19 stuff. And I think we ought to use that to our advantage. They've overstepped it. They know they've overstepped it. They know the things are not any good. They know they're dangerous, and they're still forcing them on us. And we ought to turn that around and shove it so far up their keister they're looking out of a syringe.
Yeah, I can tell you something. For whatever it's worth, the listeners can do a search on YouTube called Review of Jonas Salk's Survival of the Wisest. That's the name of a book. Survival of the Wisest, written by Dr. Jonas Salk, one of two people that came up with these polio remedies.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, there's a short one, and then there's a longer one in three parts, and they can learn. I mean, the real history behind the polio vaccine, it was basically... See, everything about modern medicine was put together by eugenicists. When we talk about Rockefeller medicine, Rockefeller was a eugenicist.
Yes.
And now that word has fallen out of favor, and now we call it gene editing. and other such nonsense. I mean, I don't need to have my genes edited by anybody.
Well, I don't either. I mean, God made it. You mean what we need to do is improve on God's work. See, that's what they're actually saying. God don't know what he's doing. He's made a whole lot of errors. So man is going to slip in there and make some improvements. And what do we see when we see man making improvements of God's work? What a mess.
Yeah, people in this country need to wipe the fog out of their eyes. And they need to put the TV to the curb and start having some honest conversations again with, you know, their friends, their family members, and their neighbors.
Because
we've been filled with lies our entire lives. And, you know, we need to expose it, you know, like we're doing here on RBN and other media pathways. You know, we can't allow these people to control our minds and our bodies.
Okay, well, Larks, everybody, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm on to something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
So hard to please, but look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. In the Salvation Army.
Well, welcome back to the short segment of Search for Lawful Government with Ron Avery and my co-host today, Lark in Texas, or Lawrence Cumby. And I wanted to throw this in before we get away from this topic, is that I was sent this email that said the title of it is, "Not a single court in the Western world is willing to examine the COVID-19 evidence, quote, crimes against humanity, unquote, revealed by Dr. Reiner Fuhlmich." I'm probably mispronouncing that, but anyway, and it's a long article. I don't want to really get into it that much, but I will put a link to it at the summary of this show. But see, he's brought, I believe, 2 lawsuits now, and I don't think anything has come of them. They've probably been dismissed and this, that, and the other. And anytime his articles have been produced, they are then retracted. And so what this all means is that the establishment in all the Western world, which means that there are no independent nations anymore. We are already in the New World Order. Countries like America, United States and England and France and Germany, all of these are run by the same people. It's run by the same global bankers. And they so the people of these countries have nothing to do with what goes on in these countries. We've lost these countries, not only in the United States, but all these other countries in the Western world are also lost. There are no independent nations. And that's why we have our borders will not be closed. They're going to be open because these international global banking cartel wants those borders open so they can make sure that no nation ever reaches a consensus again large enough to stop the tyrannical programs of this banking, international banking cartel. So if you think the courts are going to come to your aid, and deliver the people from this, you're mistaken. This has to be done by you. It has to be done by your church. It has to be done by your neighbors and you getting together and saying, we ain't doing this stuff anymore because it is unlawful. It's antichrist. It's evil. It's harmful. And it's all based on untruth. And it's based on a concept that God is not able to take care of his creation and that mankind can do it better. And it's all linked into all of this global warming and global this and global that with these all the so-called global solutions. And all of it is a lie. They create the problem and then create a crappy solution, a tyrannical solution to it. And we've just about had enough of that. So anything to add to that, Lawrence?
Well, I mean, I didn't give these bastards permission to put me in lockdown and stick me in a digital prison so that they can create a digital twin of my life and my activities and everything else. I mean, the tech crazies have taken over. Neil Postman wrote a book back in 1985 titled Amusing Ourselves to Death. Neil Postman.org. And Ron McDonald, along with Dr. Rowan, wrote a book in 2008 called They Own It All, Including You, by Means of Toxic Currency. So what I'm going to suggest to listeners is we need to take a listen to some of these old guys. And,
absolutely.
You know, for the record, I'm going to drop three more names.
Okay.
Of people that you probably never heard of, but we need to examine what they did in their lifetimes. One of them still a living, so that we can understand the world that was created that they thought was, you know, so wonderful, but has come back to bite us all in the ass. And
yeah.
those three names are Christopher Alexander. He's the one that helped create the architecture of the internet.
That's Newton. Actually an architect, too. He was an architect as well.
That's right, Christopher Alexander. And the other one is a man named Anthony Judge. Like, here come the judge. Anthony Judge. And this guy is what I used to call 10 years ago on RBN the king of the syndicalist. But, this man is in his 80s. He's still around with us. Anthony Judge is number two. And number three is a man by the name of Paul Niquet, N-I-Q-U-E-T-T-E, Niquet.com. And learn about this guy who actually claims to have coined the word software in 1953.
Okay, stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff LLC, 417-932-6419.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Now you hear that, folks? That's the natives getting restless, and they've taken all the silver and gold. They already stole all of that, and now they're not happy with that. You know, they're not happy with just your gold and silver. Uh-oh, did I get cut off?
I hear you, Ron.
Okay, good. Something happened on my screen here. I thought I got cut off. Okay. I see what happened. Hang on just a second. I don't even know how to bring it back on at the moment. Forget all that. Anyway, the natives are getting restless, and think of that as the sound. And it's time for the people to be restless. You know, there's a time, even the Bible talks about there's a time for war and there's a time for peace, man. And this is war. These global bankers have declared war on the Western world, on Christianity. And really, what is the Western world? I'm going to be honest with you. The Western world is Christianity alone, essentially. There's no other big thing in there. The most outstanding big thing in the Western world was Christianity. That's what made the Western world. And some people have said, well, you know, it's the Christian, Judeo-Christian. There ain't no such thing as Judeo-Christian. Christianity absorbed Judeo. There ain't no Judeo left. The Judeo is a complete fraud. There's nothing there. It's Christ is the pinnacle of Judeo. You don't need to be saying Judeo-Christian as if it was two different things. Christianity is the thing. It's the culmination of everything. It's the culmination of the Judaism. It's the pinnacle. So this is an attack. And it's people that call themselves Jews, which deny Christ, and say they are Jewish by blood alone, who have taken, apparently have been able to take over the monetary systems of the Western world. And, of course, then they created and made the mass media cartel, which controls the public mind. And so people like us, the alternative media is sometimes called, is looked at upon as illegitimate, as fake news. No, it isn't. It's the only news. The mass media cartel is the lies. And notice they all say the same thing. That's not because they're saying the truth. That's because they've all been bought and controlled by a cartel, which is telling the same lie, who are against freedom and liberty and Christianity. They hate it. Because in their free, in a free world with Christianity is the main concept, they wouldn't be able to maintain their power. They would have to give up some of their power. And they don't want to do that. They want all power. They are power files. Anyway, we'll take any calls, too, at this time if anybody wants to jump in. And So I've run out of gas here. Lawrence, can you help me here?
Well, sure. One of the reasons I like you so much, Ron, is because you're focused on the one word in the English language that says it all. It's what we stand to lose the most. It's all embodied in one word, and the word is property. And that means the right to own it, to claim it. Concomitant with us is this idea that we gave up our privacy for convenience, security, and safety. Remember those words, convenience, security, and safety. Well, we got to do this. It's for your convenience. It's for your safety. It's for your security. Well, this is a damn lie. This is all part of the communitarian trap. That's something else you can do a search. The communitarian trap. Learn something from a Christian that's actually looked into this topic for, a dozen or more years, 15 years.
Yes.
I mean, that's all you need to remember. Property. This is for all the marbles, y'all. You claim ownership of your privacy. Forget about it. You claim ownership of your own mind and your own body, that you're the final authority about how your body and your mind is going to be treated by the state or society or just whatever. Well, no, you're the expert. Nobody else. You're the expert. You're the final authority about what happens to your mind and your body. And they want it all right. They want to claim ownership over where you hang your hat up at night. They don't want you to have any place to turn. Okay.
Yeah, the globalists have even said you will own no property and be happy. I got news for you. I can't be happy. If you take my property, I can't be happy. And look, I'm already unhappy because I'm paying rent on what I should never pay rent on. I should never pay the state rent on my home. I should never pay the rent to the state on my land. I should never pay rent to the state for the tools and the things I create. They have confiscated everything you should own, and they have no right to do it, and they are charging you a rent. This is feudalism. It is modern-day feudalism. And our forefathers would have shot them between the eyes for doing this.
Yeah, pretty soon the only one that you're going to be able to complain to is some robot.
That's right. That's the next thing. See, they won't be able to get anybody to do this unless it's a robot. It's going to get so bad.
Yeah, they're even clamoring for the rights of non-human persons. If you can grab a hold of that, the rights of non-human persons. Well, that means the cows, the pigs, the chickens, but it also means, you know, the bugs, the prairie dogs, and, you know, the wolves, and, you know, robots.
Yeah, and that's what some of these movies are all about, too, is trying to humanize robots. In fact, iRobot, I was actually attracted to the movie. I liked it. I liked the movie. But what is it really doing? It's making you put a robot on the same plane as a human being.
Yeah, what they want is they want us to acquiesce, to give in, give up, lay down, and just become slaves.
That's right.
And let me tell you something, in case y'all forgot the definition of a slave and a system of slavery, that means you don't get to own property, because guess what? You are the property.
That's right.
And in this war, you are the target. Make no mistake.
That's absolutely right. Yeah. Property can't own property. That's what they've already made us. Literally, they've already made us. It's what they're trying to do with their property now that is so egregious that we're looking at. Because they've already taken our property. They're making us pay rent on it.
I'll tell you something.
People get a little upset when the rent gets too high. Folks, you shouldn't be upset when the rent gets high. You should be upset 24/7, 365 that you're paying even a penny for your property. And I assure you that I have shown in my main lawsuit against the state that they have no authority and never will have authority to lien your property, to make you perform anything to keep your property. And that includes pay them money called taxes or property taxes. They have no authority to do it. They can't get it from the Constitution. They can't get it by direct delegation of the people, because they don't have it to give, to delegate. And they can't get it from the pre-existing common law they say they've adopted, because it was inapplicable at the time. Even though we had it, it was inapplicable, and we shouldn't have had it at that time. And that has been stated by all the founders of any merit, of any magnitude in this country, and there's been none that have said anything different. And the courts couldn't show it either. And they had to cheat me in order to win. And I assure you that property taxes are unlawful in every state of the union. So there's two things that the church ought to rise up against. Unlawful property taxes and the COVID-19 vaccine program.
Here's three more words that anybody can search on the internet and get a feel for what we're living through right now. And the three words are masters of seduction. Let me repeat, masters of seduction. If you read just the synopsis of that, which will take you all of about 3 minutes or less, you're going to find out what happened when these utopian socialists took over the country. And let me tell you something, today, they're not just of the left, they're on the right too.
Absolutely.
These bastards are working in tandem, and I fear it's because, frankly, they're suffering from the Stockholm syndrome. Anybody that's got a pot to piss in and they've accrued any kind of wealth into themselves at all in this life, they feel like the only way they can protect it is to go along with their kidnappers.
That's right. That's right. Going along to get along.
So, yeah, these damn bankers, they're working in tandem with these bastards in the bar. And,
yeah.
You know, one couldn't operate without.
Now, when
the
you
other.
Say bar, you don't mean the beer bar.
No, I ain't. You're talking about
the judicial bar.
That's right. The British Accredited Registry.
Yes.
And that's what it is. This American Bar Association works hand in glove with the American Banking Association, both in this country and around the world. And that's what they're doing. But let's face it. We associate power and wealth with this so-called money. And we know damn well this money is fake. You know, we also know that we've been in bankruptcy in this country since 1933. With the 14th Amendment, we were told we could never question the debt, the national debt. Well, I had nothing to do with this national debt.
That's right. I didn't either. And nobody else out here did either.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's the crux of our problem in this country. The reason they're taking over is because they think that they won this thing fair and square.
Not fair and square. It was all fraud and deception, every bit of it. And it should be vacated. No matter what, all of this should be vacated.
Yeah, these damn fires, Ron, these are all military operations. You know, these are born from the Department of the Defense. So, you know, if you're a soldier boy or gal in this country, you have to ask yourself, you know, whose interest do you serve? The American people or the people that have taken over the country?
I think that's a great question everybody should ask, and they ought to. And if their children are thinking about joining that thing, they ought to bring that up. They ought to say, if you join that, you're going to be a complete slave of whatever their agenda is, and you don't know what their agenda is. And I got an idea about what it is, and you don't want to be doing that. And you know, when we don't have borders, I think that's a good question everybody ought to ask themselves. If we don't have borders, and then we're not an independent country, we're not an independent nation. We're a member of a global new world order that has no boundaries and has no borders. Well, what is there to protect? See, you couldn't be protecting America since there ain't no America. What you're protecting is the global banking cartel and their agenda. You're actually promoting their agenda, activating. Well, I think that you couldn't find something any more wicked than that.
Well, and of course, the American people are actually, by and large, they're actually complicit in all of this. They don't know it because they have become unwitting dupes and useful idiots.
That's right. You know, and let me tell you who's responsible for that. Their pastors are responsible for that. Let me tell you something. This country could not be in this bad a shape if the church had not gone to sleep, total sleep, pulled the covers over their head and gone to sleep.
Ron, let's don't forget the public schools and the universities.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But let me tell you, the church as an institution is huge. It's huge. And if they didn't go along with everything, they could have stopped most all of that. And because even look at the universities, who started them? These were Christian universities initially. They've just all been co-opted. They've all been taken over. They've allowed other. We have right here in this little bitty town I'm in, Texas Lutheran University. It nothing could be further from a gone to. I mean, they are asleep at the wheel, man. They don't know a squat, and they're pushing the New World agenda.
They're all being incentivized too. They're all getting money to turn the other cheek, look the other way, go along with the program. It's just like, you know, these Catholic social services and these relief agencies, and not just the Catholic. I mean, these people are directly involved. They're being incentivized. Their wallets are being padded to actually engage in child, sex, drug, and human trafficking.
I agree. I think it's horrible. What is the church doing in that? What is the body of Christ involved in that for? I mean, God forbid. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, they've corrupted the churches. You know, they basically corrupted them at the seminaries. And, I mean, it's been a long, ongoing process.
Yes, it has, but everybody stay with us, and we'll be right back for the wrap-up of the show. Stay tuned.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
To wrap this show up on. I really want to thank Lark for joining me as a co-host today. And we got to do this more often, man. This was fun. And also, I wanted to mention one other thing before we get away, and that is I wanted to bring up this one thing on RBN that I was attracted to. The title of it is Tech Billionaires Buy 55,000 Acres Outside San Francisco to Start New City. Well, I'm going to tell you, what in the world would that be? I mean, come on, folks. From what I've learned about this from other stories about this same thing, and I've even kind of heard this Donald Trump, is that they want to build these new cities, these gleaming cities. And I'm thinking, you know, the Emerald City in Wizard of Oz, you know. But what are they trying to do here? Are they going to have their own laws and this, that, and the other? And what makes you think it's going to be any better city if all of our laws have already gone to hell? The courts are no good. The everything in the country's perverted. We don't have any money. We don't have any property. What makes you think that building gleaming, expensive buildings built by billionaires creates society? That doesn't create lawful society. It doesn't create good feelings. It doesn't create a good environment. It doesn't create anything. I don't know what people are thinking about.
I could tell you, Ron, for whatever it's worth, this is called creative destruction. Build back better. And this is a central tenet of the Zohar or the Kabbalah. Creative destruction, build back better. And if you want to know about, you want to get some insight about this new financial economic system that they got cooked up, you can look to the name Sir Ronald Cohen.
Yes.
Sir Ronald Cohen, who invented something called the social impact bond. Those are your keywords, y'all, right there.
Yes, very good. We're going to let's do this again, Lawrence, so we can cover that more. I want to do that some more. I really want to find out more about these bonds. We can talk about it. And people need to know this stuff. And please, nobody's going to save you anymore. There ain't nobody out here. There's courts, nobody. It's save yourself time. It's wake up, church. Wake up, people. Save yourself. Save the society. So we'll see you next time. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D-printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.